One fan who was glued to the screen for the NFL playoffs today is movie and TV producer and director Barry Levinson. To understand how strongly he feels about football, you only have to watch his 1982 film, Diner, where a marriage rides on the bride's ability to pass a football test.
Okay, the Colts signed him, a Heisman Trophy winner, decided to play in Canada. Now, however he plays for the team, what's his name?
Heisman Trophy winner, L.G. Dupre.
No, Billy Vessels.
I should have known that.
Should-haves don't count.
Vessels, out of Oklahoma. What do you think?
I don't know. Pick him.
Cliffhanger.
63.
Oh,
63.
No.
The marriage is off.
The Colts mentioned in that test were the now-defunct Baltimore Colts. Nearly 23 years ago, in the dark of a snowy night, the team's owner abruptly moved the Colts to Indianapolis. Baltimore didn't get another NFL franchise until the Ravens in 1996. So today's matchup between the Ravens and the Colts had special significance for longtime Baltimore fans like Barry Levinson. They're all in mourning tonight after losing to Indianapolis. Before the game, I talked with Mr. Levinson about the rivalry. I take it sneaking the Colts away in the dead of night didn't go over so well in Baltimore back in 1984.
No, it didn't, not at all. I mean, it was the most horrific way to lose a team. To be sneaking out in the middle of the night with moving vans was about, I guess, the lowest of the low.
And it made fans like you pretty ready to root against Indianapolis from then on.
Exactly. I mean, there was many factors that went into it. A lot of people outside of Baltimore don't quite get the picture. I mean, the team was so, you know, part of the city and the fabric of the town. When the Colts left, there was a Baltimore, you know, marching band, and they continued to march in Baltimore without a team. Every year, for 12 years, they continued to march.
I read that you actually started going to Baltimore Colts games the very first year that the city got its NFL franchise. That was 1953?
That's right.
Now, the Ravens have been in Baltimore for about 10 years now. Was it easy for you to get behind the Ravens and become a Ravens fan after being a Colts fan for much of your life?
Yes. I think in the end, we all sort of embraced the Ravens right away because we got another football team and we were thrilled, and the Ravens have been, you know, terrific in Baltimore. They have great support. It's the lingering thing that there are two Colts.
And the injustice really comes to the surface when you are tonight going to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's very strange to suddenly, you know, to see the blue and white, the horseshoe, and they are now the team to root against. You know, it does a real mind game on your head.
I heard that test that the bride had to take in the diner was actually a tradition that comes from your own family?
I don't know that it was a tradition, but it came from a cousin of mine, and he did want to give his wife a football test, you know, before he married her. He wanted to know how up on cult history she really was and what kind of fan she might be. So that, in fact, is based on truth.
Has she proven to be a good Baltimore fan?
Well, the funny thing is he saw the movie, you know, a couple years later, and he said he saw it 3-4 times. He said, you know, I realized it was really a stupid thing to, you know, ask my, you know, wife-to-be to take the football test. And I'm thinking, oh, he's finally, you know, come around. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, you know, because after we're married, you know, like 3-4 weeks later, she couldn't remember any of the answers anymore.
Barry Levinson, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for taking the time.
And Barry Levinson is the director of the 1982 film, Diner.